Good morning. It's Friday, April 24th, 2096. The kind of end-of-week morning where the research calendar has been running hot all week, and you can feel it. The last couple of days have been dominated by frontier model news. So today's notebook has a distinctly model release flavor. Capability jumps. You can actually price against each other. Four stories today. Let's get into them. First up, OpenAI shipped GPT 5.5 on Thursday, positioned as a new class of intelligence for real work, rolling out across ChatGPT and Codex, while API access sits in the waiting room for another round of safeguards. In the bake-off against Anthropic's Opus 4.7 from the week before, Artificial Analysis's Intelligence Index crowned GPT 5.5 the top independently validated model in the world. With the caveat that matters most, GPT 5.5 at medium reasoning scores the same as Opus 4.7 at max reasoning, but costs roughly a quarter as much end-to-end, something like $1,200 versus 4,800 per million tokens on their combined workload. Gemini 3.1 Pro Preview still undercuts both at around $900. Coverage across OpenAI's own announcement, Simon Willison's preview notes, Ethan Mollick's early access write-up, the NVIDIA blog, LatentSpace, and TechCrunch converged on the same profile. Stronger long-horizon execution, noticeably better agentic coding, broader computer use, and improved token efficiency. Mollick's illustrative test was a procedurally generated 3D simulation of a harbor town from 3000 BCE to 3000 CE. And only GPT 5.5 Pro actually modeled an evolving town rather than replacing buildings in place. And it finished in 20 minutes what GPT 5.4 Pro needed 33 for. The release is also a super app moment for Codex. OpenAI bundled the model with a major Codex refresh that folds in the capabilities of its now defunct Prism acquisition. Adds built-in browser control, schedules, triggers, plugins, and skills, and a unified project workspace. Over 10,000 NVIDIA employees are already using GPT 5.5-powered Codex internally, served on GB200 NVL72 rack-scale systems, which NVIDIA's post frames as roughly 35 times lower cost per million tokens and 50 times higher token output per second per megawatt versus prior generation hardware. Pricing for the top tier lands at $5 per million input tokens and 30 per million output. Simon Willison also flagged that the Codex endpoint used by third-party harnesses like Pi and OpenCode, the semi-official backend API/Codex/responses path, is now tacitly supported by OpenAI. Contrasting with Anthropic's earlier block of OpenClaw integrating with Claude subscriptions, the pattern coming out of this week is that raw, one-dimensional intelligence numbers are giving way to intelligence per dollar Pareto curves as the real comparison space. Moving on to our second story, DeepSeek ended a five-month silence since V3.2 Speciale by dropping the first of their hotly anticipated V4 series. In two preview models, both MIT licensed, both 1 million token context, both mixture of experts, V4 Pro is 1.6 trillion total parameters with 49 billion active, making it the largest open weights model ever released. Larger than Kimi K 2.6 at 1.1 trillion, GLM 5.1 at 754 billion. And more than twice the size of DeepSeek V3.2 at 685 billion. V4 Flash is a 284 billion parameter mixture of experts with 13 billion active size to fit reasonably quantized onto high-end consumer workstations. Willison raised the possibility of running Flash on a 128GB M5 MacBook Pro with light quantization and even Pro are on that hardware, if the inference engine can stream just the active experts from disk per token. The checkpoints on Hugging Face are 865 GB for Pro and 160 for flash. But the headline is price. V4 flash lists at 14 cents per million input tokens and 28 cents per million output, which makes it the cheapest small model in the frontier class, below GPT 5.4 Nano, below Gemini 3.1 flash light, and well below Claude Haiku 4.5. V4 Pro comes in at $1.74 input and $3.48 output, roughly one-third the price of Gemini 3.1 Pro, one-fifth the price of GPT 5.4, and an order of magnitude cheaper on output tokens than Claude Opus 4.7 or GPT 5.5. The Pelican on a Bicycle qualitative probe suggests V4 Pro is in the same ballpark as those priced competitors on structural reasoning. DeepSeek frames both models as previews with a fuller release and technical report still pending. The significance for open weights is that the frontier parity tier, the bracket where a model can plausibly stand in for Opus 4.7 or GPT 5.5 on broad tasks, now contains an MIT licensed option that runs at roughly one-fifth to one-tenth the cost per million tokens. Third up, Cognition published a long follow-up on the infrastructure demands of cloud-based software engineering agents. The argument is that containerizing a command line agent and giving it repo access looks achievable but hits three hard walls. First, isolation. Containerized agents share a kernel, and an agent generates its own code and runs arbitrary commands, so a kernel-level escape lets one compromised session reach every other container's file, systems, credentials, and network. The industry answer for untrusted code is virtual machine-level isolation, one kernel per workload. Cognition's micro-VM implementation took over a year of hypervisor engineering. A side benefit is that agents in dedicated VMs can drive a full browser and desktop applications the way a developer on a workstation does. Second, state across async gaps, real engineering stops and starts, open a pull request, wait on continuous integration, respond to code review, rerun tests, push a follow-up commit. Containers cannot reliably snapshot an individual container's memory, process trees, and file system, shut down compute, and restore exactly later. A containerized agent either burns compute to stay alive or loses the session on reschedule. Cognition solved this with full machine state snapshotting at the hypervisor level, so a Devon session idles at zero compute cost and resumes gear bit for bit when a CI result or review comment arrives. This, they say, is the longest-running single piece of infrastructure they have ever built. Third, orchestration, governance, and integrations. Each is a multi-quarter project on its own. Orchestration needs per-session provisioning, warm VM pools, and environments kept current as code bases change. Governance needs identity chaining, access scoping, and tamper evident audit logs inheriting the dispatching engineer's permissions. Integrations need connections to continuous integration, monitoring, package registries, documentation, and source control, each with its own authentication model. Stripe's internal tool server reportedly carries over 400 tools, and that is the scale, though, of ongoing investment this layer demands. Cognition closes with the pattern they consistently see from teams attempting in-house builds. The combined surface area is what becomes untenable rather than any single component being blocking. It's a product pitch for Devon dressed as an architecture reference, and it reads well on both axes. And for our fourth and final story today, Unity, the top voted paper on Hugging Face Daily Papers for Friday, takes on one of the core bottlenecks in humanoid foundation models, the kinematic mismatch that makes massive egocentric human video data hard to use for training humanoid policies. Humans and humanoid robots move in different coordinate frames with different joint counts and different contact dynamics, so cross-embodiment transfer has historically required per-robot retargeting or explicit physics priors. UNIT proposes a unified physical language that represents both human and humanoid behavior in a shared token space, letting a single model learn policy, world modeling, and retargeting end-to-end from a mix of human demonstrations and humanoid execution traces. The architecture combines a tokenizer that maps joint angle trajectories, end-effector poses, and egocentric video frames into a common discrete vocabulary. A transformer-based world model trained to predict next token physical state, and a policy head conditioned on task language that emits actions in the humanoid's configuration space. Training mixes OpenX-style humanoid telemetry, egocentric human video datasets like Ego4D and Epic Kitchens, and a smaller curated set of paired human-humanoid demonstrations. The authors report that the shared tokenization recovers the majority of the benefit from paired data even when paired examples are scarce, which is the regime that matters for humanoid scaling. On a cross-embodiment manipulation suite around kitchen and workshop tasks, UNIT improves on the best human-to-humanoid baseline by several points on task success while cutting the retargeting data requirement roughly in half. The world model component can roll out plausible multi-second trajectories from a single observation, which the paper uses for both reward-free policy bootstrapping and curriculum generation. Ablations isolate the contribution of the shared tokenizer from sheer scale effects, and the naive multimodal transformer underperforms by a noticeable margin. The positioning relative to prior vision language action stacks is the main discussion point. UNIT argues that a single token space for both modeling and acting is the right unification axis, rather than bolting humanoid heads onto vision language backbones. The open question is how far the physical language generalizes beyond the two embodiments trained on, a small zero-shot test on a different humanoid platform gives promising but not conclusive numbers, so four stories, and a pattern you can feel running through all of them. Two frontier model releases, pushing different parts of the capability price Pareto curve. OpenAI's GPT 5.5 setting a new top intelligence bar, while DeepSeek V4 resets the floor for OpenWeights frontier class inference. And two infrastructure stories, one for software engineering agents and one for humanoid robot foundation models, both arguing that the next bottleneck has shifted from raw model capability to the plumbing underneath. Hypervisor isolation, state snapshotting, shared token-spaced, cross-embodiment data. The full digest has more than 200 other items ranked below these four, including the Anthropic NEC 30,000-seat deployment in Japan, the National Australia Bank Cursor rollout, new HF Daily papers on video world models, interactive evaluation and Omni models, and a stack of archive papers that didn't fit this script. Read widely, keep the weekend light, and I'll see you tomorrow.